David Kendra here with Paul Cox after the Lions draw 0-0 with Boreham Wood. Paul, give us your thoughts on that game.
A bit of a strange game, to be honest. It just seemed to be, especially in the final third, that we never really got going. We had a couple of bits and bobs in the first half where I thought if the ball would have been better, if the touch would have been better, then it looked as though we were clean through. But for us playing at home, I don't think we worked their goalkeeper enough. But look, it's a clean sheet. It's 4 points from two games. And I've got always got to look at the positives. And like I say, probably before the two games, we'd have probably took 4 points out of the two. So I've always said there's an awful lot more that we can get better at. We've just spoke about lots of things in there in terms of individualism and the team collectively. But yeah, look, 4 points from two games, I'm quite happy with that. But I think there's a lot more we can improve on.
And quite difficult conditions tonight as well, with that sort of swirling rain around Nethermoor this evening.
Yeah, a little bit. It's the same for both sides. It's one of them. It's we played against a side that had a good win away on Saturday. Having a good season, and we're in a position of transition. The team that we played have got a lot of players that have played together for a while. And having a good season, so. I'm happy with a point. I don't think you can ever be happy with a point, especially at home. But considering where we are, considering the amount of injuries we've now got on the the players sitting out on the touchline, we've done okay. We've done okay.
And Mbungu's come in tonight for Will Hatfield. What's the current situation with Will?
He just felt his groin, and. Once again, I don't know if it's some sort of curse or something like that, but we've got a lot of good players that are at the minute injured. But hopefully it's not going to be too bad. Hopefully we get Will back, because we love his infectiousness, his enthusiasm and his drive from midfield. But saying that, there's a few other players that we've got missing. So, look, we just get on with it. Not going to moan about it. The lads are putting two good shifts. Probably lacking a little bit tonight in terms of the final third, but saying that, we there were decent opposition tonight.
And looking forward to Woking on Saturday, another test for the side, but they've lost away at Dover tonight.
Yeah, look, it's a different kind of problem to solve on Saturday, but. The difference in the side, we've just said in there, the lads just think, seven or eight games ago, it's probably a game that guys would have probably lost. When we're not winning games, the good thing about it is we're keeping, some clean sheets now, and we do look hard to beat. But I'm a very kind of impatient person. I want things yesterday. So, and that's my biggest battle here at the minute, is that I want perfection. But I know to get perfection, it takes that little bit of time and that little bit of energy and that little bit of patience. So, look, it's a positive 4 points. And like I say, we're going to Saturday on a nice run of, that's unbeaten in three, I think, now. So, and I think only two defeats in eight or nine, is that? So look, it's positive. It was never going to happen overnight. There's going to be nights like tonight where I get frustrated because I think we can play better, which we can. But I just have an understanding of where we are at the minute and what's needed to go forward.